What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Challenger Mario Fratto, and Mario joins us now. Mario, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Mario, first question I got to ask you. It's the same question I asked our last guest. Your opponent has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Obviously, I mean, the Republican Party right now is the former president's party. What's your thinking on her being endorsed by the former president?
Look, he endorses a lot of incumbents. He's known her for years. We've never met, never spoke to him. I notice he's never said my name, never said anything about me. I'm not really too concerned with it because I know that's how it goes. He's just trying to keep the win rate up. I'll say this. I've been way more loyal to President Trump than Claudia Tenney ever has. I went to his inauguration. I made a YouTube channel just to help him get reelected. I endorsed President Trump before Claudia did while she was backing Nikki Haley. Claudia's backed by Nikki Haley's Iron Ladies pack. She said how honored she is to have Nikki Haley's endorsement. And she didn't endorse Trump until we exposed that she was supporting Nikki Haley for 14 months. We put out a video showing them on air together, showing the PAC money going to Claudia. And then the next day after we exposed her for supporting Haley, she came out and endorsed President Trump. And he had been running for 14 months. So I think it's pretty obvious that she's somebody that just hedges her bets. She obviously was a Haley supporter. She's backed by Haley. And I think after we win this primary on Tuesday night, just like Lauren Boebert did when she was running against Scott Tipton, who was endorsed by President Trump, he'll call us and say congratulations and will be a great ally for him in Congress.
Mario, you ran against Congresswoman Tenney in 2022, and it was a closer primary, I think, than most would have thought. What have you done the last 2 years, and what was the main reason you decided to pose this challenge again?
So, obviously, the last time the maps got changed, I was running against Chris Jacobs. You know, he was a big rhino. I had him heads up on the ballot. Then Claudia decided to carpetbag 150 miles from Utica into this district, even though she was already carpetbagging into New York 23. So she was bouncing all over looking for a seat. And I didn't think that was right. My family's been here five generations. You know, my son's the sixth generation in the same city. I think you need people who are from here. So we ran on a shoestring budget, her $1.4 million to our about $100K, and we got 40% in a three-way race. And, you know, my dad was a boxer named Rocky, so I love the Rocky movies. And I say in Rocky I, he was an underdog. He fought the champ. He got way too close for comfort. Now you get time to review the fight tape, to go back, to train, to prepare for it. Rocky II, he wins the title, and I say this is Rocky II. And I think Claudia's got no shot on Tuesday night.
Looking at the last 2 years, and Congresswoman Tenney has been in Congress, is there anything that she has done that you would have done differently?
Oh, it's been egregious. I mean, let's just start from the top. In January, before she's even sworn in, she votes for Kevin McCarthy 15 times in a row because Kevin McCarthy backed her in our primary and was sending checks from his PAC, and he was going to put her on the Ways and Means Committee if she voted for him. So instead of worrying about her constituents who didn't want anybody like Kevin McCarthy near power, she voted 15 times in a row so she could get put on Ways and Means, which she did. I wouldn't have done that. Then she signed the U.S. term limits pledge saying she supports only two-year terms for 6 years. The second she got sworn in, she refused to sponsor that. And in February of 23, she introduced her own bill for 6 terms for 2 years, 12 years, you can leave for 2 years and come back for another 12, and then leave for two and come back for another 12. She's still sponsoring that. She's the only person on it. No co-sponsors. That's a career politician bill. And as she pledged to only serve 3 terms, she's running for a 4th. So I think that's pretty big. She voted for all the continuing resolutions, which were the Biden-Pelosi budget, over and over, eliminating the debt ceiling for 2 years to add $4 trillion to the deficit. She voted on a single-issue vote last September to give funding assistance to migrants and refugees. These people are getting $2,500 a month coming in here illegally, and our seniors are living on $1,400 a month on average on Social Security. I mean, it's just shameful, and that is why she has an F grade from Conservative Review. She has a 56% score, which is failing. And I think when you have somebody who's been failing multiple districts at this point, and they've never even passed a bill in their career, maybe it's time for somebody who's actually a real person that's actually ran a business, that has a family in the district, that's actually from here, and they can represent us and not represent themselves and their corporate donors like Claudia.
So you mentioned Kevin McCarthy. What are your thoughts on the current Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson?
It's hard to see much difference between them at this point. I mean, Mike Johnson's the one who said that he was against warrantless spying, and then him and Claudia were the deciding votes this April to allow warrantless spying on U.S. citizens. Even though President Trump said kill FISA Section 702, the whole program, Claudia not only voted to reauthorize it and bragged about it, but she was the deciding vote when it was 212 to 212, and she killed the warrant requirement. And then within 2 hours of her taking that vote because the party told her to, Mike Johnson announced he's endorsing her. And when I went down to the Freedom Caucus to talk to them, I mentioned that. I said, I guess that's all Speaker Johnson's endorsement cost is to take the vote he tells you to for the Uniparty, and then you get it. And they all started laughing and said, you're right.
What are your thoughts about the border? Obviously, the border is a big election topic when it comes to the presidential election. We've had Congresswoman Tenney on here. It seems like one of her main things is the border. What would you do differently when talking about the northern and southern border?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the southern border, I think she's all talk. Again, it's both sides of her mouth. Remember, she went on Fox and said she wants to stop incentivizing illegal immigration, and then within a day or two voted on a single issue vote to incentivize illegal immigration by offering assist funding once they get here. So I don't agree with that at all. And I also don't agree with her statement saying she doesn't want to throw anyone back just because they're here illegally. You know, I think that's absurd. I think that's exactly why we want to throw people back, because they're here illegally, not just because, but because. You know, if you don't have a right to be here and we let you stay, then there's no law. It must be legal. You know, so there has to be a consequence. She said she completely supports anyone coming here as a refugee. I don't. We have all these people coming from Africa and China, flying into Mexico, walking in and saying they're refugees because they're fleeing a communist government or a dictatorship. And if we wanted to let all those people in, the whole world would be here. So I think she's way out of touch. She's just trying to cover her tracks now, pretending that she's this border hawk when she was one of only 30 Republicans that voted for amnesty with AOC and Pelosi in 2021. And Tucker Carlson even called her out on his show and said that she's bought off by the lobbyists for cheap labor. So, I mean, she's, like I said, it's just a record of failure. The record doesn't lie, and that's why she won't debate me. That's why she's fabricating things about me. She's gotten fact-checked by the Buffalo News. She's got fact-checked by Channel 8, making up all sorts of vicious attacks about me and my family and our business. And I think it's disgusting, quite frankly, and I think the people are going to send her home after this, wherever it is now in one of the 35 counties she's running in the state.
For the record, Channel 8, WROC in Rochester. This is a pretty big district, Mario. What do you think about the district and you know, the different settings? I mean, you have rural, you have more urban. I mean, this is a pretty big district. Your thoughts on the district and how much of the district have you gone?
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
During the campaign.
I've campaigned in every county. We now got 14 counties. There were 12 counties. Now we're at the point they decided, the Democrats, that they wanted to make it go further east, west, north, and south. So it's expanded. I love the people in this district. They're real people, especially out in Western New York. You know, we see a lot of the people that share the same values. We have the same culture. We're a lot of rural people, agricultural work, and also blue-collar work. You know, I run a construction business. I unload trucks with my brother every day. I talk to truckers on a daily basis, and I think we got a lot more in common than people realize. And they're sick of it. You know, they're sick of both parties, but I think they're betrayed by the Republican Party. And it's what President Trump was talking about back in 2016, that the people that have made this system and created this broken system are the same ones claiming to be the only ones who can fix it. And that's Claudia Tenney to a T. She voted for taxpayer-funded sex changes on a single-issue vote and then says she wants to keep stop doing taxpayer-funded sex changes. She sponsored a bill with 21 Republicans and waved a transgender pride flag on Capitol Hill to amend the Constitution to allow men the right to go in women's bathrooms. And now, since I called her out on that, she said she's sponsoring something to keep men out of women's bathrooms. I mean, she voted for $53 billion to Ukraine and now says she won't send the $61 billion. But I called her out for the $53 and she said I was a far-right isolationist. So she's got it wrong on every single issue, and then she tries to fix the problems that she created. And I think that people are sick of those career politicians that have just been failing their way to the top. It doesn't make any sense. How do you have a 16% approval rating in Congress but a 98% reelection rate? So something's got to change, and I just feel like everyone in this district sees that. They see her for the liar that she is. They see that she cannot run on her own record, so she's trying to make this personal attacks. And I think what's the quote? Slander's the tool of the loser. So I think she's losing and losing big.
Let me ask you about a clip that has been in one of the Congresswoman's ads, and it's you saying you can go pretty far left. What did you mean by that?
So that was taken out of context. I was on a show where I was talking about issues for helping homeless veterans and also allowing marijuana laws to go back to the states, different things of that nature. And I was talking about specific issues, including free speech, which up until a couple years ago, that was something that was considered to be left wing. I mean, Bill Maher's show was called Politically Incorrect. And until President Trump came along, that was kind of the left's whole thing. We were the party of censorship and they were the party of saying, we want free speech. So they twisted that when actually the show that I was on that she's pulled that clip from, I think it was 6 years ago, it was called A View from the Right, and I was the guest to show A View from the Right. So to say I describe myself as far left, that's like somebody who's saying sometimes I could get angry and say he describes himself as an angry person. I mean, that's a very cheap shot. Another one that she did, and I think this one's maybe one of the most shocking. She said that I was anti-Trump, and she plays a clip where I say Donald Trump crossed many lines. The full quote was, Donald Trump crossed many lines that politicians don't when it comes to political correctness, and that's why I voted for him, because it opened up our dialogue, and I think it's helpful. And she took up me praising him for crossing lines that politicians won't and try to make people think I'm anti-Trump. When, like I said, I went to his inauguration, I started a YouTube channel for him. Another one, she said that I claim to have served in the U.S. military. They snipped a clip where I was talking about how I joined and that's how I got a GED. And then when it was time for me to ship out, my father said he wouldn't sign because I just turned 17 and he wouldn't sign and I didn't end up going. And they stopped it where I say I joined the Army and saying it's stolen valor. I mean, how much more disgusting can these people get? My father's an Army vet. My grandfather was in the Korean War. My great-grandfather fought in World War I. And, you know, our business has donated monuments for veterans all over the state. And for my 88-year-old grandfather to have to open up his mail and see them saying I had stolen valor is absolutely disgusting. And I think Claudia Tenney needs to pay, and I hope it happens at the ballot box on Tuesday.
All right. As you mentioned, it is on Tuesday. It's primary day. Mario, these next 2 days, I mean, Congresswoman Tenney has Jim Jordan in town on Monday. What's the campaign look like for you the next 2 days?
So right now we're on our way up to Pulaski. Then we're going to Waterloo in Seneca County. Then we're going to Williamson in Wayne County. So I have three events today, 12, 3, and 6. Then tomorrow night I'll be in Oswego. And then we'll be getting out the vote all day and on Tuesday. And I think we're going to win. Like I said, I think the people are on to her. She can't keep running from her record, and they don't want to be fooled anymore. They don't want people who are taking money from Pfizer and then telling people get the vaccine at Walmart like me because it's safe and effective. You know, I mean, they're sick of it. The jig is up with her, and I think she's going to get sent the message on Tuesday.
Are you finding that most people know there's a primary? Are you finding people are going, oh, there's a primary? What's the reaction?
Yeah, no, not really. The only good thing is about this one is that it is on they've had it the past few times in June. You know, they used to be in September. But when we ran last time, they moved it back to August because of the map. So it was very strange. It was just an off day. But there's really not much going on in the district. Some counties have like a DA race. Some you mentioned some local races and town clerks. But for the most part, since there is no state Senate or U.S. Senate primary now, the rest of the district, a lot of these counties were the only thing on the ballot. And I think last time we only had a 14.5% turnout. So of over 230,000 Republicans, we only had about 32,000 and change vote. So you're talking a 14.5% turnout. That is not a lot. And, this election could be decided by a couple hundred votes, possibly less. We really don't know. But, yeah, most people are just not aware. And unfortunately for us, we don't have the money that Tenney does to just in taxpayer money that she can send, mail and run TV up to 60 days before the election to everybody in the district, all Republicans, everybody. And we have to use our own money, raise money, and we can't afford to do that. So, and now she's got the New York State GOP sending all these mailers for her, getting involved in our primary instead of fighting Democrats. So she's got a lot of advantages, but I think the one that we have is our voters want change, and the people that say they support her, they just don't know who she really is. So I don't think they're fired up, but ours are really fired up.
All right, Mario, I always do this when it's an election time, primary day 2 days away. What's your final pitch to the listeners?
I would say that this is a chance for us to send a real, true conservative outsider to Congress. I view this race just like it with Trump versus Hillary in 2016. They say I'm not qualified. They say that they have the experience and they're trying to keep us out. Don't listen to what they say. Look at what they do. And what they're doing is trying to stop other Republicans just like they did to Trump in 2016. But I will secure the border. I will protect our Second Amendment. I got a better rating from Gun Owners of America than Claudia Tenney because she did vote for red flag laws. And I'm from the district. I'm a real person. I'm not going there to serve myself. I'm going to serve the people. I will only serve 3 terms as I pledged to and not run for a 4th after that. And I'll get back to my normal life as the founders intended. But I'd be honored to have everybody's vote, and I will fight for you. And you will never have to wonder if I'm taking money or doing the trading stocks because I pledge not to take a dime of corporate money, and I won't be stock trading. And I'm going to be there for the people, not myself. And Claudia Tenney is one of the biggest rhinos in the entire country, and her record doesn't lie. So go to our site at marioforcongress.com. If you can donate, if you can volunteer to make calls, do that and spread the word. Go on Facebook and Twitter, and I hope that Wednesday morning we're talking to you, and we got a new GOP representative coming in for November.
All right, Mario Fratto, he is candidate for the 24th Congressional District in this Tuesday's primary. Again, go check to see if you don't know, but I think by now most people know if they're in NY24. Mario, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Joe. God bless you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.